All right, everybody, good evening. This is the G-Man right here, 95.3 on your internet FM dial. Folks, tonight we've got a great show. We've got part two. Y'all were with us here a couple of weeks ago. Here we had a very special show with a very special guest from the group here at Abby's Helping Hand. Well, tonight, folks, we got part two of it here. And I just have to say this. The listeners out there, you folks were absolutely amazing for the response that we had last time we did the show here. Everybody that was that came out here, the emails, the messages that we got in response to the show, I want to personally reach out and thank you all. And I know our guests tonight are going to probably want to respond as well. And again, folks, we can't thank you enough for your support here. Hopefully the guests that we have on here tonight can kind of shed a little light on something that's going to happen this weekend up there in the Connecticut area. And we'll talk a little bit about some other things here. But right now at this time here, I want to welcome our guests to the show tonight. And like I say, folks, please, with open arms here and open hearts here tonight, if you have any questions, like I say, in the next hour here, I'll be glad to take some calls here, 516-418-5601. I know you people didn't get a chance last time to call in, and we had some people that had written in, but we do have the lines open again. If you want to call, 516-418-5601, you can call in and have a question. Our guest tonight, out of the Connecticut area, a representative here with the Abby's Helping Hand, first guest that we have here tonight, Ms. Carol Sauerhofer will be with us tonight, and also another very special guest tonight, Ms. Dale Nelson will be with us tonight here. So right now, without further ado, let's get this show rolling here. Ladies, good evening to WMRG, and welcome to the show. Ms. Dale, how are you tonight?
I'm well, G-Man. How are you?
I am outstanding. I am, as they say in the South here, finer than a frog hair split four ways. Carol, how are you tonight?
We are good. I'm good as well. We've got some rain up here, too.
Well, you want some more? We'll be glad to send you a couple of truckloads of
no,
it.
No. We need good weather,
sunny skies for Saturday.
That's right. That's right.
No more rain.
Well, you know, don't worry about Mother Nature. Mother Nature has a way of sometimes showing her fury, but in the same token, she has her way of expressing her love, too. So, guys, I can't believe, as we told you earlier in the broadcast there before we come live here, the overwhelming response to the show that you were on, Carol, when we did the first episode here of the Abby's Helping Hand segment. And I just, like I say, I was so impressed with the numbers that came in. And we still, to this day, Carol and Dale, the numbers are still coming in. The episodes are still playing. Everything is looking remarkable. But, ladies, you know, this is an honor for me to sit here and do the show with you guys. So before we get started with the major event, what's new? How's Abby? Tell us a little bit about that, Carol. How's Abby doing and everything with her in?
Abby is very good. She was on school break last week, and we had some beautiful weather here. So she was actually busy working with me, running errands for the walk and getting ready. And she went to her hippo therapy, her horse therapy, and she had breakfast with the Easter Bunny. And
all right.
She had some very busy week last week.
Outstanding. Well, Dale, you've never been on the show here, and your better half, Cliff, I've known him for years there in the racing aspect, and you know, most of the people in the racing world that know Cliff and everything. But I want to take a minute here and have the folks get to know you, Dale, and a little bit about you. So if you could, you know, join us here, tell us a little bit about Dale Nelson, what you do, and your involvement with the Abby's Helping Hand.
I have been blessed to be involved with Abby's Helping Hand. I had met Joe at a race affiliate, Jeff Burrell. And then I had met Carolyn Church. So there's a lot of back and forth between Jeff Burrell and Cliff and Joe Sauerhofer and then Carol and I. And then Carol and Joe brought the most beautiful baby to church. And she sat there so beautiful and quiet. And she melted my heart. And little did I know then that she was having some issues. And their son at that time was in high school, and Tim is now getting ready to finish college. So I've been blessed to be able to enter into the Sauerhoffers' home and be able to see Abby and see how the children and people react to her. She is just, she lights up a room. I can't put it any other way than that. The kids, just, she's like their glue. They come to her and they can't wait to talk to her and read to her, and they're kissing her and they touch her hand. And it's just so amazing. So Abby is really truly an inspiration to me, and I'm just blessed. Like I said, I'm blessed to know this family.
Like we say,
so Dale, you're part of the board as well. You're part of the board,
yes,
Abby's Helping Hand.
I sit on the board of Abby's Helping Hand. When Carol and Joe started out this event a few years ago, I said to Carol, "What can I do?" So before we even had Abby's Helping Hand, I was out there selling raffle tickets like a crazy woman. And that is one of the parts of the Abby's Helping Hand Walk for Abby that we do. I think I'm looking at 60-plus gifts for the raffle on Saturday. But it's what I do. Every event we go to, it's what I do. I sell raffle tickets.
Well, let me ask you this here. Your involvement with Abby's Helping Hand, have you been part of the group since it originally started, Dale?
Yes. I asked Carol from the beginning. She has a very large family, both she and Joe. And I asked at the beginning if she was ready to form a 501c. I knew that she would need people outside of her family, her sisters and her sister-in-laws, and I would be very happy to serve and to please call me if that came to fruition. I received the call, and I was thrilled. And we've been at this now 7 years.
Well, this is the seventh walk, but Abby's Helping Hand has been in existence for just about going on four years.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
I think I've been here
since the first walk.
Well, you know, when we talked on the last show, Dale, Carol, and I, we talked about many things here with the mitochondria and the different ways that it can affect people and things like that. And, the response from people came so sudden to me over, you know, a period of like 48 hours or more with questions that, you know, we kind of covered a lot of the questions, Carol, that came up, but not as detailed as some of the ones that came in here, but some interesting points here, but Before we get into that, we're going to take a quick break here, and we'll come right back. Good evening, everybody. If you're just joining us here at the WMRG 95.3, this is the G-Man here tonight with the Abby's Helping Hand Associates here, Carol Sauerhalter and Dale Nelson. We've got a very special event coming up here April 22nd that the group is going to be holding in the Connecticut area. But, folks, the show is underlined from the good folks at Abby's Helping Hand. And we want to thank them from one nonprofit station to a nonprofit organization as well. Folks, the disclaimers here at the show, we need to specify during our first commercial break here, all shows here are funded by contributions and donations. All the guests on the shows are here under their own free will, under no contract obligation. All guests here on the show have volunteered their time for research, education, and for the entertainment purposes only. WMRG 95.3 recognizes all the underlying associates here. If you are interested in becoming an underlying associate with WMRG, two ways you can contact us. You can dial us at 704-635-1407, or you can send us an email at speedwayradio@rocketmail.com. That's speedwayradio@rocketmail.com. We'll assist you over to the marketing people for the information for an underlying associate here with the WMRG 95.3 only FM dial. All right, back to the show, everybody here. Guys, listen, I know you got something coming up here on the 22nd, and you got some great things to talk about with your raffle, but I want to throw something out there Carol, you remember the conversation that we had on the last show about I had mentioned to you about the Home Depot people?
Yes, you did.
Okay. Well, I know you didn't have time to do it, and I hope you won't be disturbed by this, but I reached out to the Home Depot people at the corporate general office the other day on Friday. Couldn't get through to them because it was the holidays, so they returned my call yesterday. And they will be more than willing to speak with you as a representative from Abby's Helping Hand. They have a program called the Home Depot Foundation. And
okay.
you can go online at HD_HomeDepotFoundation.com. And you basically, here's what they require. They require you to send them a short but detailed email of your organization as a 501 and let them know. And basically the conversation, just so you and Dale know what we talked about, was people with the mitochondria, people with Parkinson's, people with autism, things like that. Everybody is in need of, you know, whether we have accessible homes, we have access for a wheelchair, we have the needs for these people. It's to me, being disabled myself, you know, there are certain needs that people do need. But anyway, the Home Depot Foundation would like to hear from you folks. So
great. Fantastic.
When you have,
thank you for the connection. That's overwhelming. Thank you.
When you have time, and I will send you the email, Carol, again by text to you so you have it. And when you get finished with your walk and time will allow, send them an email, and they would love to hear from you. And what they basically do is they have in their group across the United States, they have over 37,000 volunteers. And these 37,000 volunteers throughout the various states that participate, all the Home Depot stores participate in the Foundation Network program. Some states it's a little harder to get volunteers, which, you know, everybody has a mindset today of knowing, like we talked about, you can belong to something or you can be a member of something. But anyway, there is people out there in the foundation that would love to hear from you, especially when I told them that you're up in the Connecticut area. They have some of the top volunteer areas up through the New England area that covers Massachusetts, Connecticut, and up into the New York area. They have 14,000 volunteers in those between those three states.
Oh, my God.
Wow, fantastic.
Yep. So there you go. There's our contribution
excellent.
To you for the advice. And I, like I say, Carol, I'll send you the other information. And they do everything from build decks, install the handicap ramps, the handicap chair lifts, whatever you need, the materials. And usually the stuff is at zero cost. So,
fantastic.
Oh, wow.
Absolutely.
Right,
absolutely. What I need to know from you two ladies here, tell us all, first of all, either one of you two can step up to the mic. Tell us about Saturday, what we have going on here, ladies.
Sure. So this is our seventh year, lucky number seven. It's a family fun event. It's a walk. It's a short walk, 2.5 miles or so. Yep. And we have a DJ for entertainment. Like Dale said, we have a large raffle. We're doing, we do face painting for the kids. When you come back from the walk, Joe and his crew, my husband and his crew, are cooking up hamburgers and hot dogs free of charge. That's free. This year, actually, we have a kind of a hay wagon that my husband built. So for the people, some of people are coming that are older and can't get around as well, or even some of our families that we invite as our guests that we've helped are in wheelchairs. So we have a wagon that is going to be going through, doing the walk as well. And we're going to have everybody who can put a handprint with paint on the wagon. So it's going to be a nice little Abby's Helping Hand wagon that will used through parades in town as well as at the walk. So it's just a great family event, a feel-good event that starts, the walk kicks off at 10 o'clock, and we're usually done actually by 1 o'clock. It doesn't take very long, but everyone just has a great time. And last year we had about 700 people, so we are really hoping for close to 1,000 people. We have over 300 registered so far, and usually we have at least that registering that day.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Now, question that that I'm curious about here, donations. You had mentioned, Carol, on the last show that a lot of contributions and things were made. How, during this walk here or prior to, and I just want to reiterate again, how do people go about, Dale, maybe you can answer this, making contributions if they want to make a contribution there the day of the walk or before or after? How does somebody go about doing that?
Well, first of all, www.abbyshelpinghand.com has all kinds of registration information and information for donations. We will have donation buckets at the registration area when they come in. We will have an area for registration for people who have already applied online and also for people who haven't applied yet. And the buckets will be there, and during the course of the day, we'll be walking around. There's 9 of us on the committee, along with Joe and his crew that does all the cooking. We'll probably be wearing our purple shirts. We'll be easy to locate if you need to find us. And by all means, we would be happy to accept any donation that anyone has for Abby's Helping Hand.
Do you have purple shirts in extra large sizes?
We'll find one for you, buddy.
All right. I need one about a 3X. So, all right, let's here's what I want to do here. I want to take a quick station identification break and then come back. The WMRG 95.3, everybody here, this is the G-Man, and glad you could join us here tonight. I see the numbers are adding up already here, and the listeners are stacking up here and looking good, ladies. So we appreciate it. We thank you so much, everybody, for being here and opening your hearts and your arms tonight and welcoming these two ladies to the show here, Ms. Carol Salhofer and Dale Nelson, to the 95.3 with the G-Man here at WMRG Radio. Guys, I think it's always special. We always talk about, you know, when we talk about racing out, we always talk about sponsors and we always talk about the people that make things possible. What I'd like to do, if it's okay, is I'd like to, first of all, talk a little bit about some of the people that may help sponsor an event like this here. And then I want to talk a little bit and say thanks to some of the people who made some donations out there. I think we need to give them a well-deserved hand. I seen a beautiful quilt online that I would absolutely love to have here at the house. But I seen some, you know, like I said, I've always been I guess you could say I'm on the other side of the fence here. I don't care about the race car drivers so much. I love them to death. But to me, it's the fans and the people who don't get the right recognition for it. And if you don't mind, ladies, can we talk a little bit about maybe some sponsorship here and give some credits due to the people who made some donations? Can we do that?
Absolutely. So we have the last year we started a new sponsorship level. So we have 4 sponsorship levels. The $150 sponsorship is called our Abby Kadabi. Abby Kadabi is from Sesame Street. The $250, and that sponsorship gets you on the signs that are at the walk with our sponsorship, all of our sponsors. $250 is our princess level, and that gets you listed, your company listed on the back of the T-shirt, as well as the signs at the walk. And our $500 is our angel sponsor, and our $1,000 sponsorship is our Heart of Gold. And those sponsorships get their logos on the back of the T-shirts. So we've had a number of angel sponsors all 7 years. Advanced Electric Systems, Atlas Copco, BB Landscaping, Nelson has always been on the shirt, Coda Construction, Connecticut Sign Factory. They help out with all of our signage. Future Digital Imaging, Geisler's is a big chain, grocery chain in surrounding towns here. And they always do a lot of donations of water and such. Image DJ, they always come every year and do free of charge, the DJ. Kid Space, of course, where Abby has therapy, they sponsor us. Christie's has been, that's a new dealership in town, and they actually gave us in February, for every car sold, they gave us $100. They gave us $1,100. So we thank Christie's as one of our newer sponsors. Who else has been with us for quite some time? Peerless Tool and Machine in Enfield. The Pennant Family Foundation, they have been with us for a number of years as well. That is a foundation that helps with domestic violence. It was a tragic home invasion of a family in the southern part of Connecticut. So they help us out. San Max Remodeling has been with us for a number of years, as well as Southern Auto Auction. Littlest Bake Shop brings their cupcakes every year and sells them, and all of the proceeds from their cupcake sales go to us, and T-shirts, et cetera, has always given us a fantastic price on our T-shirts. So they go on the T-shirt every year as well.
That's amazing right there. But y'all got to stop talking about food here. You're talking about a hot dog and hamburger junkie here, you know, that and sweets and cupcakes and, you know, good Lord of mercy. You know, we got to get off the subject, Kevin. No, that's awesome. That is incredible right there. Dale, it's your turn now. I need to have you tell us a little bit about some of these amazing gifts that have been donated here. And hopefully we got some names to go along with these gifts here, because like I say, everybody in, you know, needs to be recognized in one way or another here. And that's, to me, you succeed more in business and you get along with, you know, your ventures when we don't forget about people. And I don't use the term little people, because now there's no such thing as a little person. Everybody that steps up to the plate is recognized with an honor. Dale, can you help us out a little bit? Tell us about some of the donations that we've got for Abby's Walk Saturday, and maybe help us with some of the people's names.
Let's see. There's 60 gifts that I'm looking at right now. So excuse
Pick
me
out
if
whatever
I'm not.
You want. Yeah, just take whatever ones you want.
There's Polish pottery, which is given by a local woman here in town, Joanna
Savona of Artistic Polish Pottery. Yeah.
And then I'm looking at, oh, you did mention there's a couple bracelets that we got from Dunbar Jewelry and Swedes Jewelry. We've got something from Club Fitness. We've got a workout, 3-month workout. You mentioned the beautiful quilt. And that was made with T-shirts from past Abby's Helping Hand outings the last 7 years. So there's greens and blues and yellows, and it's phenomenal. And it's got, again, all the sponsors are on that as that quilt as well. We have the best community ever.
Yeah.
I can't even begin. I mean, I'm looking at the gifts, and I am just overwhelmed at the outpour that this community gives to this family in this walk.
Even the Broadbrook Elementary School teachers put together a family game basket. The nurses that work with Abby at school always give a nice lottery tree with lottery tickets on it. I always reach out, believe it or not, I reach out to sports teams as well, New York Giants, New York Jets, Red Sox. And they always manage to send us posters of players and signs that are signed. So we always have those. We even have Disney Hopper passes.
Yes, and we have during our ladies' brunch in November, we have some of the sponsors there that have sold their goods have also donated. So they're invested in Abby's Helping Hand. So it's a wonderful, wonderful organization. Saturday, you need to picture this. 700 people walking, wearing the same color, going up a hill. It is a sea of
whatever color.
Whatever color it is. This year it's going to be pink. So we're going to have a gorgeous day, blue skies, pink shirts. Just, the visual is phenomenal. It's just phenomenal.
Yeah, that's why I say it's, you know, when you sit here and think about 700 people or however many show up there, it's hard for some people to fathom exactly what goes into putting on an event like this here, the time it takes to put it on an event like this here, and the amount of hours and the volunteer hours that are involved, whether it be by telephone or door to door, traveling back and forth. You know, we had talked about this, Carol, you and I, after the show, and we had some ideas. And, you know, guys, I just want to let you know here that, you know, we did create that that page, Carol, and we've been holding off on it till after you get, you know, done with this walk and get through all the activities. But I'm just so proud of the people that have responded here from the various states and locations with questions. And basically the major question that I see a lot of, guys, is, you know, I understand that, you know, trying to branch out with chapters could take, the manpower and the volunteer hours is above and beyond the call of duty, and it would take a lot. But I think what they're trying to get to is how can they get involved and how can they find out about, you know, what you, and the way you started your organization, the way you got started. A representative, and I think, Carol, I really honestly think that when the time will allow, that maybe you and the committee could sit down and maybe do some kind of a biography or some kind of a page just to introduce yourself to the different people out there. Because right now, you know, we're based right here in Connecticut. Of course, we're in the North Carolina area here. And we did have 37 states listening to the show. We had Canada. We had people up in Oregon. We had people in New Zealand. And the response was just amazing. Most of the responses were, you know, it was a great show. We enjoyed the topics. How can we find out more about it? But there was something here, guys, on the flip side that came in. And it was from a Dr. Daryl Sanders. Does that name ring a bell?
No.
Okay. Dr. Daryl Sanders is a doctor who has been working with a drug called PQQ. Are you familiar with it?
No.
Okay. PQQ is a supplement drug. And the reason why I'm bringing this up here, and I don't want to sit here with talk, we talk about other things, but it was interesting to get a thing from the doctor here. The PQQ drug is a supplement for mitochondria. It's specifically designed for mitochondria and for other muscle and energy diseases, things of that nature. And what it is it's an organic vegetable supplement, actually, because it supplies a high concentration of vitamin B. And vitamin B is the supplement that is used to help produce the mitochondria cells. So it was just something that, like I said, I wanted to throw that in and let you know that the show reached out to some very interesting people, and he wasn't trying to sell the PQQ. He was just familiar or wanted to know if anybody was familiar with it, and if not, to look it up online. PQQ is on the internet. It's a it's a drug that's actually being used now in many research projects, and it's actually a drug that's actually been approved by the Food and Drug Administration. It's strictly organic. It's all based on nothing but pure vegetables with high concentrations of vitamin B. And it's been a proven drug. And get this, a supplement of 100 tablets is only $39.
Hey, so, yeah, affordable. Yeah, that's great.
I took such a liking to this guy, I wrote him back, and I actually got a free sample bottle that came in the mail yesterday. Well, the reason being, because like I told you, I have the bone cancer issue, and I have issues with muscle on my right side of my body, and I had that surgery. And I told him a little bit about what I had, and he said, here, sent me a bottle, and this was, you know, just a courtesy sample. I said, you know, but this is something here that people really, it shows you how many people took an interest in that show, Carol, and it was just amazing, just amazing.
Fantastic. Well, thank you. I'm so glad, because this is what it's all about. It's sharing information. It's sharing stories and knowledge and awareness. This is what it's all about.
Absolutely. And, you know, when the people write in and they have questions and they don't know the answers, you'd be surprised how many doors you opened up. And when we did that show with people, especially when you talked about the autism, you talked about the Parkinson's, the different areas that the disease actually affects people. And, you know, the funny thing is that as you get older, the mitochondria cells weaken as a person gets older, and the energy cells will weaken on somebody, whether it's a young child or an adult. People realize that, hey, this is something that we really need to take an interest in and find out more about it. So that little bit of a show, Carol, right there put a spark, I think, under quite a few people to and I told, you know, some of the people wanted to know about research, and I told them, I said that, you know, I can't give you that information because I'm not qualified to do that. And I told them, you know, you can look it up online and get information on there. I said, but the biggest thing of the show was just to make people aware and talk about the positive aspects and the good side and how Abby gets along in life and the good things that are out there. And that's what I tried to emphasize with the show, ladies, is there's so much positive out there that can come about with what you're doing. Now, the other question I have is, what other events besides the walk here, guys, do we have planned? Do we have anything else coming up later on after the walk?
We usually do in the summertime ice cream with Abby at a local ice cream restaurant, and they give a certain percentage of sales to Abby's Helping Hand, and the small little restaurant gets full.
And the kids donate all their tips, too.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just amazing.
Yeah.
Again, it's a community affair.
Right. And then our next biggest one is in not until November, the weekend before Thanksgiving. We always do a ladies' brunch and vendor shop where vendors like Pampered Chef, the Polish Pottery, the,
I know, we've had
so many
40 vendors. The baskets and just
LuLaRoe. Yeah.
It goes on and on.
Yeah, and they donate their a certain percentage of their sales to Abby's Helping Hand. And it's a nice, that, believe it or not, even though the walk absolutely fills my heart that day, the brunch is actually one of my favorite events. And then just recently, over the past couple of years, we've done a winter gala in February. It's in early February, usually around Valentine's Day. And that's where we have dinner, dancing with a DJ, and a silent auction.
Well, let me ask you this, and Dale, maybe you can help me out on this one here. You know, being involved with racing for all the years that I have and the racing that, you know, with Cliff's involvement and things like that, is it something that has Cliff ever thought about maybe approaching some of the, like up there at Monadnock Speedway or some of the people of that nation? I don't want to say the owners of Monadnock because I'm not sure how many partners he has, and I don't want to leave anybody out. But why couldn't we do something? I'm sorry, go ahead.
You know, it's amazing. presently am unemployed. So I've had a life-changing event. And once this walk is over, I'm going to be able to dedicate a lot more time. And with Cliff's help and with Carol's ability to allow me to do this, I would love to go up to some of the race tracks. It's been a while that we've been out like that, but it would be great to talk to the owners and see if we couldn't get something going. Stafford's right around the corner. That probably would be our easiest mark. And we've had, like I said, we've had a couple of partners with, Boyle Racing, Jim Boyle.
Mm-hmm.
He's
going to
be with us on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, again, he's also helped out in town with the youth center. So these are community people that just keep giving. And it's not just to Abby's Helping Hand. God bless them that they do. But they help out in other ways in town. And it's wonderful.
Well, you know, here's what this is just kind of a food for thought. When I retired from racing down here as a director, and I was a general manager for several tracks and worked as an announcer and promoter, what we used to do down here for a lot of the charity groups is for every ticket that was sold at the gate, we would donate $1. So, you know, you came and you bought 10 tickets, we would take a $10 bill and we'd put it in the donation can. And it's not making or breaking. It's not hurting anybody. So the easiest way to do it is some racetracks may say, well, we'll just write you a check for, you know, whatever. Okay, that's all well and good, too. They want to do that. But a lot of times the racetracks, their marketing budget is usually already spent by a certain time of the year.
Right.
So by January, most of our marketing budgets at the tracks I worked at, we're pretty much, you know, gone by the wayside. So to make it easier, we would do that. We would put two representatives at the ticket booth there. And like I say, for every ticket that was sold, you know, we would drop $1 into the donation can. And we were averaging, you know, 1,300 to 1,800 people on a Saturday night just for a little small local track, like a Riverside. So, and it was a very comfortable donation right there. We've done other things to where we did a great thing, Dale, that you might want to do is we went around. You have Mr. Boyle there bringing his late model up there, I see, Saturday. But what we used to do is we would go around in the pits and we would get sheet metal from some of the drivers. We'd get a door panel. We'd get a hood or something like that. And we'd get all the drivers to autograph a hood or a door panel. We'd get an old fire suit or somebody, you know, there was a well-known driver. We'd go around to the drivers. You would be surprised at how many drivers will donate without batting an eye. And the reason why, guys, when fans are at a racetrack, you know, we're talking old school here. We're not talking this foolish NASCAR junk. We're talking about down home, real, honest to goodness race fans who have
racers.
They love racing. Racing is in their blood. Okay. They were, and these people here, they struggle to put up, you know, our admission fee was a $12 at the gate, children free. Most people can afford that. And they would love to. How many guys and how many women, how many children, you know, that go to races can't get close enough to get a driver's autograph or shake hand or a picture with the driver because there's all these, you know, crazy goofy rules that they have out there now. So it's very simple. Trust me, you don't want me to get out of my toolbox and start talking NASCAR. When I retired from NASCAR, I gave them a single finger salute and I walked away from them. So that's how much I think of NASCAR now. So, but anyway, the easiest thing, like I say, ladies, is take a driver up there. Go to Tommy Fern up at Stafford. Go to Tommy and say, hey, Tommy, how about donating a hood, one of your old hoods up there? You know, something like that you could do. Go to Jim Mavlagiannis. Go to Mambo and say, hey, Jim, how about a door panel off of one of your cars up there? Teddy Christopher's probably got about 30,000 door panels in his shop.
But
you got to remember now, guys, Teddy Christopher sells tickets.
Yes, he does.
And when I crew chief, I used to crew chief years ago for a guy by the name of Cliff Stakey years ago. I was his crew chief for 7 years. And, you know, that was back in the days when old Tony Sylvester and all them guys were racing up there. You know, and Ricky Shawn and all the guys, all the wannabe haters and the booers. But you know what? It does not matter because it sells tickets, ladies. And if I walked in there, as much as I, you know, I'm going to use the term, and I think you can read between the lines, as much as I adore Kyle Busch, if I had a door panel from him and I took it to this auction, I could probably make $500 on one door panel. So
we should think of that for the auction.
Absolutely.
February.
Absolutely. Get together. Your walk is this Saturday, but in the meantime, I'm sure Cliff can make some phone calls. Try to see if you can get a piece of sheet metal, but if not, here's another food for thought, ladies. And I don't mean to hog the airway because this is your show, but I get so hyped up because I love doing these things. I love it. As much as I don't want to take away from you guys, I just wish I could reach out and help you guys 24/7. I mean, my heart is with you guys, but sometime
doing a
after
lot right now. Right now you're doing a lot.
Well, this is you know, I appreciate that. I really do. There's just so much more that we can do. But after your walk is over, guys, and a little later on in the summer, as the time goes on, think about doing you say you want to have a silent auction or something like that. I would approach some of the racetracks like Stafford and Monadnock up there because Larry Cirillo, I'll use his name, Larry's pretty good. Larry's a good guy. And I've known Larry to, you know, push the envelope when it comes to helping charities. Larry's kind of one of these guys that, you know, he don't say a whole lot, but he'll be there to help you. So think about stuff like that, Dale. I think you'll find that donations from the drivers and doing some raffles with drivers' parts and stuff like that. I really think that is a moneymaker, guys. You know, food for thought.
I think it's great, and it'll give Cliff a nice time to bond, and we'll be able to get out. How's that?
Hey, I'm all for it. I'm all for that. And like I say, guys, anything that, you know, anybody out there listening that, you know, wants to be involved or help out, you know, you can reach Carol on the internet through Facebook. I'm sure we'll get some contact information here shortly. But, guys, you know, Saturday's coming up here. It's countdown to green, as we say now, right around the corner. Last minute preparations. Guys, are we ready? Are we pumped up? Are we psyched? What's the deal here? Are we ready to go?
We are just waiting to let that green light hit.
We're pumped, but I'm tired, but I'm going to get there.
Hey, look at it this way, guys. You got 2 laps to go before the finish line on Saturday. Refuel, change the tires, change the sneakers, do what we got to do, put a little wedge in there, put on your big boy pants, suck it up, and let's get it on, right?
Right, that's right.
We will.
I know you will, guys. I know you will. Carol, Dale, either one of y'all, the people on your committee, I want to let them be recognized as well here. How about let's mention some names and give a shout-out to your committee for all the work that they're doing.
Yep. So we have Liz Gregolotti. She's been helping out a lot with some raffle items, and she is our photographer for all of our events. Dale, of course. Jason Bauza, he helps out with a lot of the cooking and clean up and set up with my husband. Patty Cota, she helps out a lot with some raffle items as well, and she is part of registration and check-in along with Noreen Aretta. And let's see, who am I missing? Maria Root. She has helped out with registering our raffle, and she's actually going to be collecting food. Anybody who brings a grocery bag of non-perishable food items that goes to the Five Corner Cupboard here in East Windsor, and they get 5 free raffle tickets. So she'll be collecting food. Patty LaFave, she helps out. She's been helping out a lot with getting some raffle items, but she also is the registration. And then, of course, Terry Marino. Terry Marino is going to be out there selling raffle tickets for sale. I think I got everybody.
Okay, now, yeah, because the last time when we talked about it, there was one name that you left off, and I don't want to leave anybody out tonight.
We didn't leave anybody out tonight.
Okay, good, because I counted 9 names, and that's what you have, right?
Yep.
Okay, that's good right there. We've covered the sponsorship. We've covered real quick time-wise for Saturday now, meeting points and things like that for people who may be listening. How about a rundown of Saturday from start time is what now?
8:30.
Yep.
Registration opens at 8:30. Yep. Check-in and registration. And then the walk kicks off at 10. And usually we're eating lunch by about 11. And then around 11:30, 12 o'clock, we're doing the raffle items. That's it.
Boy, that's
and in between there is, you know, the DJ is playing and there's face painting, like I said. Jim Boyle's race car is going to be there. Lots of stuff for the kids to do.
It's a family day.
And yeah, you can't forget about all that. That's the whole thing right there, the family participation. That's something I was curious about, guys. When you have an event like this here, mother, father, daughters, sons, the whole family, is it wide open with the whole family participating in an event like this, guys?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. They all come out. Even, you know, we give out, I just got an email today from a high school student. We give out scholarships to high school students who are going to college to study in the medical or teaching
education field.
And I got an email from her family this year, just gave it to her last year. How can we help? You've given to us, so it's our turn now to give back. What can we do to help set up? And the whole family comes. It is. Everybody comes, and we invite the families that we have helped and sponsored for therapies or anything throughout the year. We invite them to be our guests. They come free of charge, and it's an opportunity for us to meet them face-to-face and for them to meet our sweet Abby.
Awesome deal, awesome. And where are we holding this event? Where's our starting point registration being held at?
It's at the East Windsor Park and Reservoir on 27 Reservoir Ave in Broadbrook.
Okay, sounds good. Well, there you have it, folks. This Saturday, you want something great to do. You want to be a part of it. You want some chance to meet people. This is why I say, folks, when you have a community event like this here, it's not only for a great cause, but it gives you an opportunity to meet people. People is what make the world go round today. People will sit here and talk about the world is this, the world is that. No, y'all need to stop and think. It's not the world. A few bad apples and a few people in the world can make things bad for you. The world is a beautiful place. The world is a great place. And, you need to take and look around out there, folks. You need to get out a little bit, spread your wings a little bit, stretch it out, meet some people. Even if you don't walk, if you're not able to walk, at least get out there, participate, meet with some people, spend some time with the Abby's Helping Hand group. Get out there and be a part of something. As we said, you can belong to anything you want, folks, but belonging and being a member and a part of something is what makes the world go round. And trust me, folks, there's a lot of good out there and there's a lot of good people out there. If you just step out of your little sandbox and come on out to play once in a while, you'll find that life is good.
I'm sorry. I just also want to mention that Laura Stanley, the executive director of the Foundation for Mitochondrial Medicine, comes every year as well. She comes and talks about how the organization is using the funds that we give them, because that we do support them. That's our way. Nothing comes to Abby or our family, but we do give and support the Foundation for Mitochondrial Medicine. That's our way of helping Abby. And she talks about some of the research that they are doing. So any questions, very specific questions around mitochondrial disease, she's there to answer.
All right, that's great. And, you know, like I say, we got a lot of questions that that people have, you know, asked and things. And you know, I'm not qualified to answer their questions. I just, you know, try to do the best I can to guide them where they can get information. But, you know, folks, like I say, if you're interested and you need to get information and you really don't know where to go, folks, the internet is a great resource. And folks got to understand, it's the primary frequency of communication in today's life. I know a lot of people don't have computers. They don't have tablets. They don't have iPhones, things like that. But folks, well, the second alternative, go to your public library. If you need information, if you're not sure, you can go to the libraries. You can sit down. You can look up information. Talk to people at the libraries. They'll guide you through information that you may have. Talk to your general doctor. Talk to your family physicians. Because like we said, folks, mitochondrial disease is not something that can affect just children. It can affect you all the way up from, you know, from the autism, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's disease. And some of the research, guys, real quick here before we wrap it up, one of the things that the doctor was telling me, this Dr. Sanders here, that there's extensive research going on with the mitochondria and Down syndrome now. So there are some extensive research projects going on above and beyond. And like I say, everything is still research and development. But it's like anything else out there, folks. It never stops. There's always people researching and trying to find. And as we said, Carol, you know, there's early stages of the mitochondria that are treatable. And then when you get to a certain point, the Lee's disease, where it's irreversible, course, you know, our hearts go out to those kids and people right there. But folks, there's a lot of hope out there with this disease, and there's a lot of things that can be done. And Abby is a primary example, folks. This is a little girl with probably more motivation than some of you folks out there realize. I mean, you just need to understand.
Yep.
I mean, you need to understand her potential in life here. You know, hell, I can't even get on a horse sometimes, and here she's on a horse. So, but hey guys, listen, it's been an awesome pleasure on this end here. And, I want to wish you all the best, luck for Saturday. May God bless all of you out there. A beautiful day. God bless all the people that are out there, for the walk on Saturday. And, like I say, you know, anything that, that we can ever do, guys, I think you know by now that, you know, us here at WMRG want to help in whatever way we can, help you get the word out there. And, you know, keeping you on as an underlying associate representative here for our racing shows and for whatever shows we do. You know, like I say, it's great for us too. But let me thank each one of y'all personally here. Dale Nelson, I want to thank you, and Cliff. And I really, like I say, your participation here with this Abby's Helping Hand group. And if you have any questions or anything that we can do about some fundraisers, like I say, I used to do a lot for the Jimmy Fund up there at Riverside, Dale. And
okay,
we've done some fantastic money-raising events for the charity events. And, you know, there's so many different things that we can do. But, Dale, thank you so much from the bottom of our heart here for coming on the show tonight.
Thank you for having me, and you've given me some great ideas, and I'm going to look forward to starting them as soon as possible. I'll get some phone calls made, and I'll be out there. Thank you again, Greg. Appreciate it.
It's my pleasure, and it's our pleasure here, like I say. And, you know, you'd be surprised knocking on a few doors or a couple of emails, and especially being a group like you and Carol here. I know it will work. Believe me, it will. There's the old saying, faith. And, you know, they say, if you build it, they will come. Don't worry. Reach out to people. They'll be there. Carol, boy, I tell you what, I can't say enough for the group and for Abby and for you and all that you're having to go through here to organize with your staff. I want to thank all your staff members there personally. Maybe what we can do is after the event is over sometime in the, you know, when things settle down, we'll get some of the group on here and we'll talk about it. And I feel a good relationship here with Abby's Helping Hand, and I want to stay in contact with her. But Carol, God bless you, darling. Hope you have a successful and a wonderful weekend with this walk.
Greg, I can't thank you enough for giving us this opportunity. And thank you to your listeners. And I'm going to leave you with a quote that I learned this week, heard from Jennifer Shackford, who I follow on Facebook. Passion manifests miracles. And we have a lot of passion here, so we are going to manifest miracles. I'm ready.
Did you happen? You know, you did notice the title of the show that I put up there this week, didn't you? It says "A Walk for a Miracle, a Celebration
of Miracle." Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's what it's all about. That's why I sometimes step out of my boundaries here and that, but I do it with good intentions. A walk for Abby, but it's a walk for a miracle. Whether it's a new drug, it's new cures, it's things that'll help with children and the celebration of hope. We all hope and we all pray for the best outcome and everything. And folks, remember, just remember this, like Carol said too, passion. There's no such thing as a bad day. We might have an experience for a moment, but let it go. Life is too short to worry about nonsense, you know.
Yeah.
Start worrying about, if people just start worrying more about themselves and try to lend a helping hand, rewards come around in strange ways sometimes, folks. And you know the old saying, God works in mysterious ways. So what you think may be a minor detail to some people may be the world. So take that in advice right there. But ladies, God bless you both. To the best of luck to you on Saturday here. Thank you for being a part of the show here tonight, WMRG 95.3 with the G-Man here. All the success and all the love goes to you guys from all of us here. And let's stay in touch. Carol, I'll shoot you that foundation address there so you know who to and how to send it there to the Home Depot people. Dale, good luck on your raffle deals. That kind of stuff will work. it will, trust me. It'll work. Like I say, it'll work. And we're on the Facebook, Dale, if you need to get a hold. Or Cliff's got my text number there, and I've got your email address.
Yep.
So we'll make it work. Ladies, we're going to get back to the FM side here and throw a little bit more country music at some people here. But like I say, thank you again, everybody. God bless you all. Take care. The best of luck to you guys on Saturday, and we'll be in touch with you over the weekend by the first of the week to find out how everything went. But, ladies, keep them left, drivers. We'll see you all later. Have a great night, guys.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Take care, everybody. Folks, welcome back to 95.3 on the FM side. We're glad you could join us here tonight. We've got some great music for you here to close out the show. Hope you could be with us again on the next show. So take care, everybody. Good night. Have a great night. The G-Man back on the FM side live.
Recognize them dark green eyes when you walk through the door. Are you alone or are you with someone? She said, a matter of fact, I'm not. So I took her hand, that's when it all began, and we headed towards the parking lot. She said, hey boy, do you mind taking me home tonight? Cause I ain't ever seen a country boy with tires on his truck this high. I said, climb on up, but honey, watch the cup that I'm sitting my dip inside. And hold on tight, cause it's gonna be wilder than any existing ride. We went riding around, rocking to the sound of a country boy can survive. And I knew then she was my kind of girl, cause she was singing every single line. And she slid on over, put my hand on her shoulder, and I asked her what she wanted to do. She said, it really don't matter where we go, just as long as I'm riding with you. She said, hey boy, do you mind taking me home tonight? Cause I ain't ever seen a country boy with tires on his truck this high. I said, well, climb on up, but honey, watch the cup that I'm spitting my dip inside. And hold on tight, cause 'cause it's gonna be wilder than any 8-second ride. So we headed out to Old Tobacco Road. With tires on his truck this high. I said, well, climb on up, but honey, watch the cup that I'm spitting my dip inside. And hold on tight, 'cause it's gonna be wilder than any 8-second ride. Yeah, hold on tight, 'cause it's gonna be wilder than any 8-second ride.
Right now, everybody, right here on WMRG 95.3. We're going to take you down the road and run it wide open. Don't go away. Stick around, everybody. We'll be right back after the Wild Side Ride. Blood.